You're listening to day 5 of the Working with the Ancestors retreat.
Welcome to the 12th House Retreats. I'm so glad you made some time for yourself today. So why don't you get comfortable? We're going to ease into a guided visualization right after this quick fireside chat.
In this retreat so far, you've had the opportunity to go back and connect with ancestors. And through that experience, you've been able to develop your clairsenses. So your clairvoyance, your clairsentience, your clairaudience, and your claircognizance. And today we're going to keep going with that experience. But instead of going backwards to meet and connect with past ancestors, we're going to look forward and try to connect with future ancestors. So we're talking about future generations within your bloodline. Now, if you strongly believe in time being linear, this might be a little bit difficult for you, but I would invite you to just suspend that belief system and maybe just consider that maybe time isn't linear. It might actually be multidirectional. And just allow for the fact that there is a possibility that your future ancestors exist, that they have lived some lives, and that for them, you're a past ancestor. And so we're going to try and communicate with them. And again, using all of your clairsenses, just have the experience and see what you can pull from it. So in the past meditations, you were getting gifts from your ancestors that gave you an idea of what talents each of those four bloodlines were giving to you. And as we look forward to our future ancestors, we're going to ask for a same gift of a talent that you have that you're giving to your future generations. And so remember that although you've inherited some gifts from your ancestors, you're also creating new gifts, new talents in this lifetime based on the choices that you're making in your life, based on the experiences that you're living and what you're pulling from those experiences and how you're allowing yourself to grow and to develop. And so as you're doing that growth and development, you're creating new talents, new gifts that you're then sharing with future generations. And so we're going to go in and we're going to tap into those future generations to just kind of get a sneak peek on how they're going to look back on you to identify those gifts that you've given to them. So we're not going to overthink this. We're just going to go in with an open mind and see what comes out of it. So I invite you now to find that comfortable sitting position or lying down position, whatever works for you. And as you're getting into that position, just start taking deep breaths in and out. Okay, now that you're comfortable, take a deep breath in and out. Deep breath in and out. Deep breath in and out. Now I invite you to bring your attention down to your feet, down to the soles of your feet, and imagine those roots growing out from under your soles, pushing through to the center of the earth and wrapping themselves around the core of the earth. And I want you to take a deep breath in and bring that attention back up to your feet. And as you exhale, just releasing any tension that lives in your feet. As you take a deep breath in, bring your attention to your knees. And then release any tension that exists there as you exhale. Take a deep breath in and bring it to your hips. And exhale any tension. Take a deep breath in and bring your attention to just below your belly button. If you're holding any stress or tension there in your lower back, exhale it out. On your inhale, bring your attention to just above your belly button, your stomach area, middle of your back. If you're holding any tension there, just breathe it out. On an inhale, bring your attention up to your heart center, your chest, your upper back. If you're holding any tension there, just release it as you exhale. On your inhale, bring attention to your throat, neck, shoulders. And as you exhale, release your shoulders and any tension that you might be holding. And on an inhale, bring your attention up to your forehead. If you're holding any tension in your face, jaw, back of your head, release it on the exhale. On your next inhale, bring your attention up to your crown. If you're holding any tension there, release it on your exhale. Now I want you to bring your attention to your heart center. I want you to take a deep breath in, and when you get to the top of your breath, I want you to hold it for 3 counts. And as you exhale, when you get to the bottom of your breath, I want you to wait for 3 counts before taking another breath in. Take a deep breath in. Hold it for 3 counts. And exhale. And wait for 3 counts. Deep breath in, hold for 3 counts, and exhale, hold for 3 counts. I want you to continue in this rhythm of breathing where you're inhaling and holding your breath for 3 counts, and exhaling and holding for 3 counts. And with each inhale, I want you to imagine a little ball of light growing bigger and bigger with each inhale in your heart center. Take a deep breath in. Imagine that ball of light growing, growing. Hold your breath. And exhale. Hold. Take a deep breath in and imagine that ball growing again, bigger and bigger and bigger. Hold your breath and exhale. One more time, inhaling, and imagine that this ball of light is now so big that it reaches beyond your physical body and creates an aura around you of light. Hold your breath and exhale. Now just returning to a normal deep breath in and out. I want you to turn your attention to this beautiful, bright orb of light that you've created around yourself. Take a minute to notice what color it is. Is it still white or has it changed? Bringing your attention back to your heart center. I want you to imagine that that light, that orb of light, is creating a beam of that light, and going from your heart center up through your throat, up through your head, through your crown, going up into the sky and reaching your higher self. Take a deep breath in here. And exhale. Another deep breath in. And on your exhale, bringing your attention back down, that beam of light back down through your head, through your throat, back into your heart center. Take a deep breath in. And exhale. Now I invite you to imagine yourself in your favorite room. It can be the room that you've been in before, or it can be a different room. As always, take the time to look around and notice what's on the walls, what's on the floor. Is there furniture in the room? Is there any color to the room? And as you're looking around, I invite you to notice that across the room from you are elevator doors. I invite you to walk towards those elevator doors now. And as you do, I want you to notice that the doors are opening for you. I invite you to step into the elevator. And as the doors close, notice that the elevator is slowly starting to move upward at a nice, easy pace. Take a deep breath in and exhale. With every breath in, notice that the elevator is going up a little higher. And exhale. Deep breath in. As the elevator continues to climb up, and deep breath out. Deep breath in. And you can feel the elevator slowing down now, coming to a stop as you exhale. I want you to notice that the elevator doors are opening. And as you step out, you're stepping onto a glass corridor. A corridor that is leading you straight forward to the other side. I invite you now to start walking through that glass corridor. taking one foot and placing it in front of the other. As you continue to breathe in and out, take a moment to look around you, looking outside of the corridor, and notice what's out there. Are you seeing mountains? Are you seeing other buildings? Are you up high in the sky? Whatever you're seeing is exactly right. Take a moment to notice it. Now notice if you're hearing anything. Are there any sounds coming to you in the corridor? Take a minute now to check in and see if you're feeling anything. Is your body reacting in any way? As you continue to walk along this corridor. Deep breath in and out. I want you to notice that at the end of the corridor is another door. And as you approach that door, I invite you to open it and walk through. And as you do, I want you to notice that you're now outside on top of a hillside with beautiful, lush green grass. A few flowers here and there. And in the middle of this is a big, beautiful tree. And the tree branches are pushing high into the sky. And its leaves are gently dancing in the warm breeze. I invite you to notice that there's also a little babbling brook. Water gently making its way down the hillside. And there's a small campfire set up in the same area. Beautiful flames dancing around, warming the air. I invite you now to go towards the tree and sit, nestling yourself into the roots, comfortably laying your back on the big, beautiful tree trunk. As you're sitting here, I invite you to take a minute to reach out and experience the brook beside you. Reach out and just touch the water. Just experience how it makes you feel. And take a minute to feel the warm breeze brushing against your skin. Take a minute to listen to the crackles of the fire. And as you're sitting with your back against the tree, know that this tree represents your ancestors. The roots are your past ancestors, and the branches represent your future ancestors. And every leaf represents one of those ancestors. I want you to take a minute to look up and notice all of those leaves dancing around in the breeze. I want you to notice that one of them has come loose from the branch that it was on and is gently floating down to you. And I invite you to reach out and take it in your hands. And notice that as you take it into your hands, it turns into a gift. This is a representation, the talent of the superpower that you are creating in this lifetime. This is a representation of what you are giving to your future ancestors. And I invite you now to take a moment, look inside that box, and see what this gift is. I invite you now to put that gift down beside you and look up again. These ancestors are so happy that you're here today, that they want to give you another gift. This time a symbol of something that's here to support you in developing that talent. That gift. And so as you look up to the leaves, notice another leaf coming down, floating, making its way to you gently. I invite you to take that leaf, and once again, as it touches your palms, notice that it's turning into a gift for you. I invite you to open it up and take a look inside. This is a gift that your ancestors want you to have to show their support for all of the growth, development, and successes that you are experiencing in your current lifetime. And I invite you to lay it beside you. And in a few moments, I'll be turning on some music, giving you a chance to continue this connection with your future ancestors. I remind you to keep all of your senses open. Clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, claircognizance. And just experience the next few minutes using all of your senses. And when the music is over, I'll come back to you. And as the music comes to an end, I invite you to come back to the sound of my voice. It's almost time to go back through the glass corridor. But before you leave, I invite you to take a minute to say goodbye to your future ancestors and thank them for any messages that they may have given you. Take a minute maybe to feel the water again, the breeze on your face. Listen to the crackling fire. Just feel the tree at your back. All of this is here to support you in your current life, to achieve everything that you hope to achieve. And when you're ready, you can pick up your two gifts and make your way back to the door that leads to the corridor. When you get there, I invite you to open the door and step through. Start to walk one foot in front of the other down the glass corridor, taking a deep breath in and out. Remember to take a look around. Notice what you see, what you hear, what you feel. And when you get to the end of the corridor, notice that the elevator doors are opening for you, and I invite you to step in. And as you take a deep breath in, the elevator doors close. And as you exhale, you can feel the elevator slowly making its way back down. Take another deep breath in. And as you exhale, continuing to feel the elevator going down. Deep breath in. And out. Deep breath in. And as you exhale, notice the elevator coming to a stop and the doors opening back into your favorite room. I invite you to take a seat in a comfortable chair or couch. And when you're ready, you can open up the two gifts that you received from your future ancestors. And if possible, find a way to keep them on you, either putting them in your pocket or maybe hanging it around your neck as a piece of jewelry. The idea is to keep it on you so that you can bring it with you after the guided visualization is over. I invite you now to bring your attention back to your heart center. Bring your attention to that beautiful orb that you had created around you. And as you take a deep breath in and exhale, imagine that orb growing a little bit smaller, bringing it back into your heart center. Take another deep breath in. And as you exhale, bring that orb of light in a little bit more. Another deep breath in. And this time on your exhale, I want you to notice that orb growing quite small, fitting nicely right back into your heart center. Take a deep breath in and out. I invite you to bring attention to your back. Just wiggle it around, bringing attention to your shoulders, moving those around a little bit, bringing attention down to your hands and fingers, wiggling them around, maybe stretching your arms out in front of you, interlacing your fingers, and just reaching your arms way up top over your head, giving yourself a nice big stretch. Releasing those arms down, wiggling your toes, and bringing attention to your face, maybe wiggling around your nose, bringing attention to your eyes, and when you feel ready, you can open them back up, and just paying attention to the room around you, noticing any chairs, tables, couches that might be around, bringing yourself back into full consciousness. If you have water around you, I invite you to take a sip and just continue bringing yourself back into your body, into full consciousness. Okay, and if you have a piece of paper or pen that you want to bring out now, we're going to move into the three questions. And remember, you can always pause in between questions if you want to take the time right now to do your introspection, or you can just note all the questions and then spend some time over the course of the week to just do that introspection, whatever works best for you. So the first question is, what did you notice? What came through for you? So take some time to note down all of the messages that may have come to you, all the gifts that were given to you. And maybe take some time to write down what you saw as you were crossing the glass corridor. What was outside of that corridor for you? So take a minute to note that down. And then the next question is, how did those messages come through for you? So were you seeing them? Were you hearing them? Were you feeling them? Or did things just kind of feel like you knew without really having to use any of your senses? Like ideas just popped into your head. So take a minute to really think about how those things came through for you. And then the next question is whether or not any of that is surprising for you. So the messages that came through, were they a surprise to you? And the way in which they came through to you, was that a surprise to you? So just take some time to acknowledge if it was a surprise or if it wasn't a surprise. And the last question is, what did you learn about yourself today? Or what did you learn about your ancestors? So take some time to note those down as well. And that brings us to the end of today's episode. So I hope you were able to connect with your future ancestors and enjoy any messages that they may have brought to you. Next week, we are actually going to do a quiet week. So day six is usually Reiki week, which is what we will do. So I hope you have a great week. As always, I really encourage you to get out and move your body. It's good to be in our heads. It's good to do these journeys. It gives us some opportunity for self-reflection and introspection and growth and development, but it's equally important to move that body around on a very physical plane. So I invite you to do something physical like yoga. Dancing is also wonderful. Listening to great music really helps to move your soul. And I also would invite you to try and find people who make you laugh, who bring you joy, and spend more time with them. Have a great week, everyone, and we'll see you next time.
Looking to extend your retreat experience? Join us on Facebook and Instagram at The 12th House Retreats.